Welcome to Hachzeik, the Daily Mussar Impact Initiative.
The Chavis Avavis now address someone who doesn't have parnasa. So how does he look? And until now, he's addressing how to have bitachon when you have parnasa. Lo yivu ha'teref alpanim asher siva v'leim. As number one, they have a moon of bitachon after shetarif yemek kvar kodem etzloi. Maybe Hashem already worked it out. Just she doesn't know about it yet. Will come through other ways to always keep your hopes in Hashem. As much as you mechuyev to work and be mishtadel, don't let it make you forget that you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you. V'chein nema l'inin habriyas v'acholi ki alo adam liftoyach v'boiri v'zeh l'shal v'asmadas priyas v'sibis asher mit tivan zeh v'lutchoyis amad v'meshenogu l'tchoyisai. You're supposed to be careful what you eat, to eat well. Don't eat unhealthy foods, too much meat that causes high cholesterol. If you have high cholesterol, watch your diet. Don't eat foods that are very unhealthy. Avoid when you need medicine. Don't be doicha madva bashanogulit choiskum ashitziva bari rapa yirape. Go to a doctor, take care of yourself. But realize the doctor is a shliach from Hashem. When you have bitachon in Hashem, the Rofe will be able to cure you. Yishlach dvarai v'yarpem. And the Chavis of Rabbis brings that we find Hashem sometimes cure even in things they look like they're mazik. The water was bitter, and Hashem put a bitter tree, and it turned sweet. It's not the Sibas, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we cry, Yedata Mashi Bini Nasa, Kishabotach ala Roifin, Biniach Bitcoinu Belekem, Bechel Yoi, Miamusa Vatuchecha Loi. He suffered from it. As always, remember, Hu Yecha Viach was Yimchis Yodav Vitirpenu. There was someone, a doctor of one of the Hoshev Talmidei Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, that he was on vacation here in Eretz Yisrael, Sukkot time. And one of the very Choshev Talmud Chochem went into the hospital, and Erev Sukkot is not a good time to get sick here because a lot of the doctors are home for Yontif. As this person was very worried, as this doctor who was in on vacationing from America was asked to come and help him, to be there for him, to calm him down, to be there with him. As he came with him to watch over him, it was very nice of this doctor, and he was in the hospital, Hadassah, which is a top hospital, and he had a doctor working on him that did a test, an angiogram, to check his heart. And this doctor was so shocked by the person who did it, that he did this test. He said he was so unprofessional, he goofed in so many little things. He was like, the biggest chesed I have to do is to get him away from this doctor. Now this doctor, the person had 7 clots, this Choshev Rav. And the doctor said, we have to do open heart surgery. Because number one, the doctor from America disagreed and said, you should do stents, it'll live longer. Boy, the doctor from America said that we have to get you out of this hospital. This guy's incompetent. How are you going to have surgery by him? As the Chashu Talmud Chacham said, you know what, thank you for giving me the aids. I really don't know what to do. As let's go to Bnei Brak, the son of Chaim Kanievsky. We'll ask him, what should I do? Says this doctor from America, never heard of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. No, yes, which medical school did he go to? Like, what hospital does he work in? He's like, explained to him, he's a Rav, a Miayitz, we're going, okay? You know, he didn't really want to go. He didn't have a choice. The person took him, this Chashev Talmud Chacham, to Reb Chaim in Bnei Brak, and he discussed the medical case, and this doctor was actually very impressed by Reb Chaim. He said he mamish got all the medical issues, and he chopped it, even though he never went to medical school, but he really had a clear cut in what was going on. As in question number one, should they do stents, and should they do heart surgery? As Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, like the doctor from America, that he should do stents. This doctor from America was really excited. He's like, oh, this guy's on my side. Let's do number two. He said, you know, I watched him do the test and he was mamish incompetent. His hands are terrible. He did a lousy job. We have to get him to a different hospital. I know a top professional that will do an excellent job. As in that, Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, leave him where he is. As this doctor was shocked, like, Rabbi, what do you mean? How can we leave him where he is? As the Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, I know this Talmud Chacham very well. He's only going to feel secure if he's in this hospital, Hadassah, because it has the top reputation. If you make him go to another hospital, which he never was in before, he's going to get very nervous and very worried. And he said, when a person goes in and he feels confident that the procedure is going to work, it's yichalchal machleyu. But when a person is very nervous, as it makes that the procedure doesn't work, and the doctor looked, and Reb Chaim looked at the doctor and he said, and we all know the doctors are all shluchim from Hashem anyway. Who really is Marpe? Hashem. As we have to do with our ishtadlus is to make the person comfortable and feel good, like it says in the pasuk. As moving him is going to make him so worried, it's not going to have siyata d'shmaya. We have to leave him where he is, and I'm telling you, you're going to see Hashem is going to save his life. Okay, as this doctor was shocked, Reb Chaim said, that's it. As he went, he said he wanted to see, he's going to watch this doctor in the top hospital that he said was not competent, do the surgery. He wanted to watch it. This is a way you could watch on the screen. He said he couldn't believe it. The person cleared all seven clots perfectly. His hands were like unbelievable, top hands. The person who couldn't do a test went ahead and did the most amazing job possible. As between you and us, we saw the words of the Chayvus Alvavis. You put your bitachon in Hashem, it's not the doctor. As of course, we try to get a good doctor. We do our ishtadlus, like the Chayvus Alvavis said. But at the end of the day, we know it's a Kaddish Bohu, and it's Magpeh. How many people that there were surprise recoveries and surprise successes and things that went nifladik, way above and beyond. And how many top doctors that didn't do the job? Because we all know at the end of the day, we say the Yehi Ratzon before we take the medicine. Akol b'yad Hashem. Because that's the lessons of the Chayvus Alvavus and Chayvus Ishtadlus and Inyani Betachin, B'chol Inyani, and all the walks of life.
You have been listening to a shiur by Hachzeik. If you have been impacted, please share with others. For the daily shiur, please visit hachzeik.com or call 516-600-8080.